Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gary Roenick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fritzy Connolly. Batting eighth. The DH, Mike Young. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Manning out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacey hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yount moves to third. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ripken fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Yount scores. One out. It's 3-0, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Ogilvy trying to get to third. Dower throws to Connolly, who tags Ogilvy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Schroeder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0 for 1 in the game. Roenick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fritzy Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Roenick moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. Roenick moves to third. Connolly moves to second. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Roenick scores. Connolly scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dempsey moves to third. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 2 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Nate Snell now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Snell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Brewers, 4, Orioles, 4. Bob Gibson now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roenick bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Wayne Gross pinch hits for Fritzy Connolly. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Mike Young. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Gross moves to third. It's 5-4, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Gross now playing third base. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 3 in the game. Dower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Brewers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Orioles. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roenick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Orioles. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Len Sakata pinch runs for Wayne Gross. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheets strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sakata. The throw from Schroeder and he is safe. Sakata steals second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dempsey strikes out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-4 in the game. Lacy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing third base. Len Sakotin now playing second base. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gantner moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-4 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 7-5, Orioles. Tippy Martinez now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.